Jada Marcus, we had no idea you were going to be out here golfing today.
I didn't either.
Why? Where did you come from?
Well, actually, I lost a contest. And they, no, I'm just kidding.
So,
I'm delighted to be here, man. I haven't been here in forever. It's great to be back.
This is no joke. We know that you are a big golfer, and for years we have said that you are like sort of a white whale to get out here at this event. And here you are, and we didn't even know about it.
You're out here really because of your record label. And
I really am. Yeah, Red Street Records. We have Neon Union out here playing in the tournament.
Yeah.
Really proud of those guys. Got their single out about damn time right now.
Great song.
You guys are playing it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. It's really fun for me to be on this side of the business right now. So it's been great.
You always had a big hand in production and kind of the business end of Rascal Flatts. So this is kind of a natural progression for you.
It is. I've always loved the business side of the music business. For some reason, I've loved being on the behind the scenes, producing or writing. Or I moved to town, actually, to be a songwriter and producer. I never dreamed in a million years that I would be an artist. And, you know, I woke up one day and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in a band. And it was great. I mean, don't get me wrong, but it's really fun for me to use a different skill set right now and kind of exercise those muscles on this side.
What has been the most challenging part of it going from artist to business guy, or has there been?
You know, I think it's really challenging because a lot of young artists that are coming up today expect instant success without a lot of input and without a lot of hard work. And it still holds true to this day. It is elbow grease that gets you there. It is going out, having the right kind of work ethic and working really, really hard, because it just doesn't happen overnight. We all know at the end of the day that it comes down to music, but you still gotta go work. You still gotta be ready to do anything and everything to make your dreams come true. And sometimes when I sit across from a young artist that comes in and pitches their music to us and I explain this to them, they look at me like I'm from a different planet. I'm like, trust me, I've been to where you're trying to get to, and I'm being honest with you when I tell you it still takes hard work. You gotta be willing to do anything to get your music played. You gotta play golf tournaments. You gotta go out and do free shows. You really, really do. It all counts. It all matters. And so I think that's the biggest challenge, is communicating to a new generation of kids coming up that it still takes really hard work.
Besides Neon Union, do you have anybody else on your label right now that you're really excited about?
So we do. I signed a guy first named Ryan Griffin, who was great. He had a hit with Salt, Lime, and Tequila. He's got a new single out now, Heart to Break, which is really, really great. Signed another kid named Ryan Larkins, who's like a throwback to Don Williams and Randy Travis. He's real old school country. Amazing. And we just signed Chris Lane. So I'm really, really excited about him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris Lane is awesome.
Yeah, I love Chris Lane.
He's been at this golf tournament. That might be breaking news. I'm not sure.
Yeah, actually, he won this golf tournament.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
It's great.
Yeah.
I should have brought him with me, see? But yeah, we're really excited about him. He's making some new music right now as we speak, so I'm really thrilled about that.
It is awesome. Best
really
surprise this year to have you out here.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.